The Redwood City Police have arrested a San Carlos man they said fired multiple rounds of bullets at Hoover Park last month and caused a lockdown of the nearby Hoover Elementary and the Boys and Girls Club. The 32-year-old suspect was arrested on Wednesday, September 21, after Redwood City detectives served a search warrant on his residence. Police said the man was in possession of a loaded, illegally possessed Glock handgun and over 3/4 ounce of methamphetamine. More than $3,000 was taken as evidence of illegal drug sales, police said in a news release. According to police, the suspect began firing a handgun at another man at Hoover Park on the Friday afternoon of August 20. The arrest comes more than a month after the shooting, which caused the evacuations of hundreds of students and staff from Hoover Elementary and the Boys and Girls Club. Although a staff member was struck by shattered glass, no children or staff were injured by gunfire. The suspects began walking toward each other inside the center of the grass field, and one of the men began firing a handgun at the other subject several times, before they both fled, police said. The incident is said to have occurred around 3:30 p.m., according to police. The suspect was booked into the San Mateo County Jail, according to police. He is being held without bond for attempted murder. He is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. Just last week, parents called for city council to take action and amp up patrol at Hoover Park. One mother, Jacqueline Rodriguez Luna, speaking on behalf of other parents in the audience, told city council members during a recent meeting that she was concerned about the safety of children at the park due to nearby gang activity, drug deals and the recent Hoover Park shooting. "I see police officers, but it's not enough," she told council members in Spanish. "It is impossible that there are only 6 policemen to guarantee our safety. For anyone who has information about this or any Redwood City case, please call the Redwood City Police Department tip line at 650-780-7107. Editor's note. The Pulse's policy is to withhold the names of those arrested for most crimes until the district attorney has determined there is sufficient evidence to file charges in the case. Read our guidelines.